Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You are indeed in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rocking with us here on a Thursday, where about this time every Thursday we turn to the phone line to talk to our good friend, former NFL pass rusher. He is an entrepreneur extraordinaire and a person to whom I would like to say, good morning, my neighbors. His name is Andy Kalu. Andy, I don't think you get the full effect of what's happening with that particular quote, because on the other side of this phone line from you are three people dressed as characters from Coming to America.
That's right.
Right now.
Well, so do I respond like the movie and tell you to shut the F up?
I don't think you should, but I appreciate you.
That's
did
good.
That.
That's a good pull right
you're,
there.
You're a big fan of this movie, huh?
Oh, that's one of my favorite. I mean, it's very unrealistic and it's not a true tale. But man, that's for me and like my circle, that's one of the greats. You know, I know the masses might not feel that way, but Coming to America is top three comedy for me.
Oh, I think you'd be surprised.
I think the masses might.
There's a lot of people on the text line who've enjoyed our silly dress up to this point. And feel free at any point to drop some quotes in the course of our conversation here. But excited for this game here. Like, what are you generally most excited for in trying to find out more about this team versus the Denver Broncos?
That's what I'm excited about, trying to find out more about the Houston Texans. And look, they came off a big victory last week. But you're playing a team that's on a 5-game win streak, demolished the Dallas Cowboys. There's no question, even with San Francisco being a good team, they had a good record, and I'm not taking anything away from a victory because I know firsthand it is tough to win in the NFL. I don't care if you're playing the Cleveland Browns, if you're playing a skeleton of the Baltimore Ravens, it's tough to win in the NFL. But if you can beat a team like the Broncos, the fan base can start to, start looking at the standings. Okay, you know what? They beat a strong team. Let's see what Indianapolis is doing. That gives us the chance as fans to like start, counting victories and looking to see how they can dig out of this hole, because you're beating a top five team currently right now, in my opinion, when you beat the Denver Broncos, if you beat the Denver Broncos.
Yeah, and that ties in directly with what I was going to ask you about, Andy. Yeah, you've been on an array of different teams in terms of, how good they were, quarterback play, et cetera. And we opened the show today with, Is C.J. Stroud kind of getting it now, like buying into this Patriot-style offense, whatever you want to call it? Are you seeing some of that?
Yeah, he looked more comfortable the last game. Whether or not he's now getting it mentally or he's always been getting it, but he just hasn't been comfortable in the pocket, mm-hmm. I think that plays into the protection. It plays into him trusting the line a little more. When you look at the protection, when you look at the sacks, yes, they need to do a better job. But there are some plays where he took off too early or he got happy feet a little too early. So I feel like he's starting to trust his offensive line a little bit more, and they need to continue to give them reason, you know, to trust him. They don't need to be out there blocking one another while somebody's sacking him in record time. So the better they played, the more comfortable he could get in the pocket. And that's what I saw. Mm-hmm. And absolutely, when you have a new offensive coordinator, you know, look, preseason, you don't open up the playbook. It's one thing to do it under controlled situations at practice, but now you're opening up the playbook. Your defenses are coming. They're coming in with different schemes. It's going to take a while to get a little bit comfortable. It's only been one or two games, so I'm not going to sit up here and say he's arrived. But the last couple of games, in my opinion, he just looked more comfortable in the pocket. He looked like that talented quarterback that had everybody believing that the Houston Texans had found their guy for the next 8 to 10 years.
ND, one of the things that I've continued to look at with this offensive line, and I was a little surprised that Robert Saleh did not attempt to attack this offensive line with, is like twists and stunts. I know that you obviously very familiar with that, having done that in your line of work or previous line of work. What did you see from offenses that made, you know, twists and stunts the most difficult? Because obviously we're trying to find ways to see this offensive line be successful in that one place that I think could be one of their big weaknesses.
You know, that's all. That's more mental. When you start talking about twists and stunts, it's almost like blocking on punt. When you block on punt, you're literally, it's not as physical as you would think. It's more about, okay, who do I take when the guy that's lined up in the B gap, he stunts over to the A gap and somebody's looping around and you literally have less than a second to come up with the right answer. With offensive line, the longer you work together, you just get a feel. Like you can answer the right questions, but you just feel like, okay, you know what? Ed Ingram's leaning a little bit more to this way. So if this stunt comes to the off A gap, I know he's got it. Even though that might not be the way you're supposed to do it on in the playbook, you just feel one another and passing it off, but you have to get it done. So yeah, you're right. You're surprised that the San Francisco 49ers didn't run more stunts. They didn't run more slants or what we call games. But here's the thing, Reggie, a lot of defensive linemen hate when coaches call that because they're like, nah, coach, I could beat this dude one-on-one. Like, let me show you I could beat him one-on-one. So you don't like it, but you know it's effective. I remember when I played, when I would get a sack off a stunt or a game, of course I'd be excited, but I'd be like, oh, that's a D coordinator sack. That's not mine because, you know, he called up a good game. So I wouldn't be surprised if the D linemen were telling Robert Saleh, like, nah, let us take a mano-a-mano and see if we could beat it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Well, you mentioned defensive line, and it's hard. I mean, you have to really start being nitpicky with this defense. But I am curious on your thoughts with the interior defensive line play, because we got stars everywhere else, you know, from the edges to the cornerbacks, et cetera. What are you seeing? Like, Tommy Togiai has made a bunch of plays. Obviously, there's some other guys in the middle, because that might be something that they attack.
You know, I hear that a lot, John. Like, people – and I'm not being biased. I don't know any of these guys. Yeah. So it's not like I'm just, you know, sticking up for my buddies. But when I watch the guys in the middle, I think they're the underappreciated guys, because you have such studs on the edges with Danielle Hunter, Will Anderson. But man, there are plays Tim Settle Jr. makes, and I'm like, man, that dude's a dog, and a dog in a good way. Tommy Togiai, like, there's plays, and you start to say to yourself, you know what? That's why he stuck around the NFL for as long as he has, even though he wasn't, a high draft pick, because of the way he plays. So, yes, there are some gashes. There are some runs in between the guards where they pick up more yards than we would typically like to see. Mm-hmm. And I just marked that down to, hey, this is the NFL. When it's all said and done, this defense is still holding teams to less points per game than any other defense in the NFL, if I'm not mistaken. So that's something I look at. When you look at the gashes up the middle, a lot of times you have to look at not just the D tackles, the three techniques, but you have to look at the linebackers, because there's plays where the defensive tackles, the three techniques, the interior defensive linemen, they're in the gap they're supposed to be in, and a play still goes for big yards in between the tackles, and everyone's saying, oh, what's going on with the defensive line? And I'm not saying – I'm just talking in generalities. Yeah. And then – you know, it's like, well, the middle linebacker was in the same gap as the three technique. So that's why. So, but when I watch them, and I specifically, it's to the point now, I don't do it on purpose, but when I'm watching a game, I'm only watching the trenches, and I don't feel like I say to myself a lot of times, like, oh man, that D tackle is out of place, or he got pushed back.
Mm-hmm. We're talking to ND Kalu here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. I always love digging into your insight on defense, and it becomes even more interesting facing off against this Broncos team. A really good defense, however, a big cut to what they're doing there in Patrick Surtain being out. They play so much man, and he takes away so much of the field. How do you anticipate that maybe changing the way that they play coming in this week after being like a heavy, heavy cover one man team?
Hey, you know, it's funny, when I heard about that, and you also hear about their pass rush. They have the most sacks in the NFL. If Patrick, so is it official he's out?
Yes, he's out.
Okay, I didn't realize that. So I was telling my buddy of mine, I was all, watch, instead of just focusing on whoever his backup is, who's going to be in place and how that affects the one-on-one matchups as far as the receivers and the cornerbacks, watch how it affects the pass rush. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying they're not going to have any sacks against the Texans, because if I say it, then they're going to have five sacks, and people are going to be like, that's why that dumbass ain't on the radio. but my point is, when you have a shutdown corner like that, it really helps the guys up front, because it gives you that extra half second, and you'll be surprised how long that is on the field to get at that quarterback, to get after that quarterback. So we might see a situation, Reggie, one where – and if you're Nick Haley, you have to test the guy out.
Sure.
You have to say, hey, I don't know if it's Chris Drains or whatever his name is, the backup. I don't know who it is, but first series, Nico Collins, we're going to attack him. Like, let's just see if he's ready for today's game. Yeah, especially if it's a rookie. Like, if they don't attack him three times minimum in the first quarter, that's not good. And I don't care about, oh, well, we're on this hash mark, and, in this situation, we don't care who's on the field. This is what we run. No. Like, sometimes football is, you just got to let your nuts drop, and you got to go test somebody out and make them prove to you, like, oh, this guy's good. Like, we have to respect him. When I was with Philadelphia, we had one of the best defensive backfields. We had Brian Dawkins, Bobby Taylor, Troy Vincent. We were so good. We had a guy by the name of Al Harris, who was a backup corner. And he was a stud. Any other team, he would have started. And one of our cornerbacks went out. Al Harris came in. They tested him about three times. He had a pick, a PBU, and a tackle. Guess who they didn't test? And that's cool. That's how you're supposed to do it. So, yeah, you have to attack who's ever backing up Patrick Surtain. But you're also going to notice it's going to help the offensive line with the pass rush, because he's not going to have all day. And when I say he, the quarterback, to sit in the pocket, because, you just got to get rid of that ball, and you got to understand that you don't have that all-pro cornerback covering your man.
I got one more question.
Go ahead.
Did you know Joe Louis was 76 years old when he fought Rocky Marciano?
Rocky Marciano. Every time you talk about boxing, one of
there
you
they
non-brothers
go.
Got to
there
bring
they
up
go.
Rocky Marciano.
He did beat Joe Louis' ass. Favorite, what's your favorite scene or favorite moment from Coming to America?
Oh, there's my favorite moment. you know what? It was because I hated the – look, I almost said the N-word. I hated the brother with the curl. you know, the self-hate brother who hated Africa.
What do they call it? Soul Glow or something like that?
Soul Glow.
Daryl.
Daryl.
So I hated him
Africa,
so much.
Chase the monkey?
Exactly. I wanted to, you know, at the time I was like 9 or 10, but I wanted to jump through the screen and just whoop his ass. So when Eddie Murphy finally bagged his girl, I was like, yeah, that's how we Nigerians do, you black Americans. When you hate on us, you think you're funny, but your girl's in our tore up apartment getting it on, so keep talking bad about us. But man, there's so many scenes in that
so
movie.
Many.
I feel like I got a little insight into ND in college or something there when you were talking about that. ND, we appreciate you giving us some of your time, and hopefully we get to talk to you next week after yet another victory.
Man, y'all are so entertaining. Keep up the great work, and I'll talk to y'all next week.
Hey, we appreciate it. That's ND Kalu, former pass rusher in the NFL.
And never met Martin Luther the King.
That's right. And don't let him tell you any different. He ain't never met Martin Luther the King. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into what's popping, including, I think that there's some more insight into the NBA probe or whatever. There's more names being floated around with this. I'll tell you about those, and we'll talk about some other things next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.